not sure if we're going to get Dominic, but I'll go ahead and start things up since we're a little bit after 12 here. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the fourth and final meeting of 2018 for the Utah Bail Bond Surety Oversight Board meeting. I guess the first thing we'll have is a new swearing in, a new member. Chad Woolley here is going to replace Stephen on the board. I guess Kathy here will do a swearing in.
So do you want us all not to swear at him?
Yeah, swear at him. It says swear in, not swear at.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, raise your right arm. I, Chad Woolley.
I, Chad Woolley.
Having been appointed to the office of Bail Bond Surety Oversight Board member.
Having been appointed to the office of Bail Bond Surety Oversight Board member.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution.
Obey and defend the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Utah.
The State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
All right. So if you don't mind signing that.
Condolences.
Welcome aboard, Chad. This is a very exciting board meeting that you'll notice over the time.
About a minute.
Lots of real big issues that are always being handled here. All right. Next will be the adoption of the minutes. Anybody care to motion to adopt? And this will be for the first the meeting, the minutes for the meeting that we had here in person, July 11th. Second. Do I do anything like that? All approved or anything like that? No?
Vote.
A vote?
Yeah.
All in favor approving adopting the minutes for July 11th?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. I'm not going to try and call the vote. I'm a little bit sketchy at that, so. Next, let's try and adopt the minutes for our teleconference. That's the teleconference the board members had in order to kind of iron out the snafus of the first meeting. Anybody want to motion for those?
Motion for the teleconference minutes.
Second. All in favor?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
You're making mention of a satisfaction of judgment. Could I get clarification on that? Was that the administrative action, or is that regarding the Dallas Hansen case that Gary brought up in the meeting?
I'll be honest with you, Todd. The only person that was on the board that was really concerned about that isn't here right now, and so they would probably have to be the one to answer that, since probably none of us paid attention to any of that other than that. And as you can see in his minutes, he still didn't give you an approval, so.
Okay, because there was not a judgment against me in the Dallas Hansen case.
I can tell you that in the conference call, there wasn't any mention of it whatsoever.
Okay. I just didn't know whether that needed to be clarified in the minutes. All right.
It's not an issue with me if it's a non-issue with you guys. It wasn't ever brought up. And like I said before, there was a member who was concerned about it, and whether or not they got their satisfaction on it, I couldn't say. All in favor of adopting the teleconference minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. No need for an executive session. How about a licensing report from Kathy?
You bet. The agency renewal actually happened for the agencies during this particular quarter. They had to put their information in to us by July 15th so that their licenses could be renewed by August the 14th. If you look at the report, there were two that did not renew. So that basically, and we did have a new agency in the month of August, but same month. So that really is the only thing that happened with the agency licensing during this particular period of time. Regarding individual agents' licenses, there were a couple months where there were no reinstated licenses. But there was one month when there were three, so,
okay.
So we've dealt with that. And again, it's just an education that you need to, as an agency, make sure that your people have a current license, that, you know, they're associated in to you as an agency so that they can actually do represent you at the jails.
I find it suspect that you get an email a day after you've expired, but not a day before you expire.
Well, they actually, it's a courtesy.
I realize it, yeah. And you and I have discussed this many times, I'm sure, so mm-hmm. I just like to throw my two cents out since I've got the name here.
All right. Any questions?
No, not pertaining to that, but I'll make one other comment that I recently renewed my license with CIRCON and found out that I have to pay CIRCON $5 in order to make a copy of my license. They require $5 for me to print out a copy of my license at the CIRCON website. That strikes me as not fair. I mean, why wouldn't it be included? I paid my renewal. I've got my license renewal. Why would I have to pay an additional $5 charge in order to get a copy of the license that I've just renewed?
Well, let me check with producer licensing to see what the parameters on that aspect are. Because I don't have a good answer for you right at the moment.
I'm sure it's great for CIRCON and the revenue. You know, they produce off of it.
That's why it's there.
Yeah. It just seems to me underhanded. Are we required to have a copy of our license on hand?
You can have a digital copy.
You can have a digital. I'm not even sure if the CIRCON website will allow me to have a digital copy of it or not. But and the question I'm having is I opted to not print it out. And so had I better go home and print one out right away?
Well, the Department of Insurance website will show on our website active licenses.
Okay.
So,
and on file, we keep a copy of all of our agents' licenses, you know, on in their file. And I failed to recollect right now if I require them to give me a renewal every single time, you know. And so that was just the thought I had. Is I wondered if we were required to have a hard copy of that license.
Clay, when you get a $2,500 fine.
I hate to learn about laws that way by violating, because I prefer to be ahead of the curve. So that was just a thought I had.
And I believe we would verify your license through CIRCON on our system.
All right. As I didn't print out my next license, I kind of assumed that it would be on record and you all would know. Yes, Todd.
Clay, I travel to a lot of places, and like Cedar City, they've always wanted a copy of my license.
The jail.
The jail.
Yeah.
The jail has to show proof because they don't know who I am. I'm just a complete stranger walking up to the door.
I would agree. I know. I traditionally have kept. I copy
it. I
totally
disagree
well.
That we should have to pay $5, but I still pay it, and then I make color copies. And I give it to these jailers when I go to Fillmore, when I go to Cedar City, or up to Duchesne.
And I assume the entire industry, insurance industry that's dealing with CIRCON is subject to the same $5 fee, huh?
Yeah, and we'll get you the reason why that is.
Many of us in the bail bond industry are in an austerity program right now, so $5 would actually mean something. My apologies, Kathy, for interrupting you. If I did, were you done with your licensing report?
I am.
Okay. And we'll move on to a summary of our enforcement report, please.
All right. I provided a copy of the report status. It does talk about how many open investigations. This last quarter we had 17. If you notice, most of them are actually designation issues. Other than four of them were closed at the time September ended. A couple were for, well, one was for forfeiture judgment, and then one was an investigation regarding whether or not there was a qualifying act of officer for an agency. So if you look at the enforcement cases, during the last 90 days, there has been one closed. We still do have, well, we have a brand new one that has been opened, and it's regarding a fiduciary violation. And we still do have one that's been pending for over 700 days.
Okay. And the fiduciary violation, that's basically, in layman's terms, a trust count violation. Is that basically what we're talking about? Okay. All right. Thank you, Kathy. New business. I kind of interjected that on my own there during your license report. The most important issue on my mind was the $5 fee I had to pay for the license, so a copy of my license. But is there any other business that anybody would like to bring up? All right, we'll move on to old business. And I'm not sure there's really any old business to discuss as well.
About some kind of an update on what's happening on the national front. Anybody can give us anything?
I couldn't probably speak too intelligently on that. I guess a little information that I know that maybe others don't know, that they're last month, they did finally do the full rollout of the PSA all the way down to St. George. So it's all but a statewide operation now. I don't believe there are any districts left that are yet to be implemented. That's basically all I have, all I know about when it comes to the PSA, other than personal anecdotes about it, which I'll save you guys from. If that's it, then I'll ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Before we do that, could I get just a vote on the minutes? Or not the minutes, the reports, just to get them approved.
Oh, man, can we have a motion to approve the minutes for, what was that again, I'm sorry?
For the licensing and the enforcement report.
For the licensing report?
Oh, motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There we go.
Thanks.
The motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Chad, you're going to go back and say, Steve, what the heck did you sign me up for?